With the IATC Indoor Championships last week, the Camp Cougars got their first taste of the season in Ames and featured a great team performance, tying for 12th with a total of 18 points. Jack Vollman finished second in the 400-meter dash and was second in the 60-meter hurdles. Colin Bauer finished 7th in the 60-meter hurdles and 9th in the 200-meter dash for the Cougars. Head coach Drew Tickner was proud of how his boys kickstarted the season.
It was an indoor meet that we'd never been up to, so we were kind of going in blind to it. Jack was second in the 400 to Rice Reynolds from Mount Air, who anybody that knows track in Iowa right now understands that he's an incredible athlete, so he set some records up there. And then Jack was also second in the 60 hurdles to the Funk kid from Lennox. That those two are pretty impressive to watch run against each other. Colin Bauer ran the 60 hurdles too. He ended up finishing 7th, qualified for finals. And then he was 9th in the 200 as well. So two good performances out of the sophomore there. And then we brought three freshmen. Two of them were long jumping and another one in the 60. And was just kind of looking to get some good practice reps in for the season. And both end up kind of middle of the pack in the long jump. But definitely was pleased with them on getting their steps down and going into the season. So was very, very pleased on our freshmen there as well.
The Cougars have continued to enjoy the summer-like weather that we are already seeing in early March. Typically, the athletes are getting their exercises in the gym or in the hallways. With how nice it has been, they are already hitting the track this season.
Yeah, it's been awesome to be able to be out on the track and run on at least on an oval and not out on the road or in the grass or just in the gym or the hallways of the school running long hauls. So that's been able to help us a ton. Getting the kids out, getting some roundabout times where we think they're at. And like you said, it's been kind of warm out a few days. So gave everybody the itch to get to the track meets and get out and see what we can do.
Camp features a total of 11 athletes on the track and field boys team this season. Their lone senior Jack Vollman has continued to lead by example while finishing at the top. Colin Bowers already started to make strides this season in the shuttle hurdles. With the other talented athletes for Cam, Coach Tickner is already looking for them to make their mark early this season.
Well, I've got my lone senior, Jack Vollman. I think everybody kind of knows about him. He's a tremendous hurdler and all-around track athlete. He's one of the funnest kids I've been around on a track. He's just pretty impressive day in and day out. Colin Bowers, another one. He was a freshman last year, jumped right into an amazing shuttle hurdle team that we had. So he's kind of made some pretty good strides this year as well. We've got a couple more juniors, Keegan Cron, Chase Speaker, and Braden Chester. Those three are going to be pretty fun in the sprints this year, I think. Braden just coming off of a hand injury just last week, got a cast off of his hand, so he hasn't been able to do anything with his throwing hand since the tail end of football season. So, and then I've got a group of four freshmen that a couple of them are going to long jump. Caden Winther and Kaysen Calhoun are my two that long jumped at Iowa State, and those two will do some sprints as well, possibly hurdle a little bit. Carson McKee is another freshman. He's going to be a hurdler for us and then another sprinter. And then DJ McCurdy is going to be our kind of long distance runner on our thin team we've got this year. We've got only 11 kids out, which is down from where we've been in the past. But with only 11 out, I think our quality is definitely still there. And we've got a group of kids that are ready to compete and go at it.
With spring break coming up in just a few days for Cam, they will return back and look ahead to March 26th when they race at Bedford in the Bulldog Relays starting at 4:30 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.